Pet policy. 1. Purpose and scope. Papworth Trust believes that everyone has the right to the lawful enjoyment of their home. The trust recognizes that the companionship of pets can offer significant benefits to their owners. However, irresponsible ownership can cause nuisance and affect the quality of life for other tenants and residents in a neighborhood and will not be tolerated. This policy outlines Papworth Trust's approach to responsible pet ownership and should be read in conjunction with any tenancy agreement and the antisocial behavior policy. The policy has considered the document Guidelines on Pet Management for Social Housing Providers published by the Pet Advisory Committee and endorsed by the British Veterinary Association, the Chartered Institute of Environmental Health and the Chartered Institute of Housing. 2. Aims. This policy aims to provide a consistent and enforceable approach to pet ownership. Recognize that pet ownership can be an important aspect to tenants' lives. Strike a balance between that ensures pet ownership does not infringe on the rights of others to the peaceful and lawful enjoyment of their home and neighborhood. Provide tenants with guidance on pet ownership, how to apply and how permission can be removed. Provide tenants with information on what type of animals are acceptable as pets and in what type of accommodation. Provide tenants with information on what behavior is deemed acceptable and not acceptable. 3. Definitions. For the purposes of this policy, a pet is defined as any domesticated or tamed animal that is kept as a companion and cared for responsibly. For application and guidance. Tenants must apply for permission to keep any pet and Papworth Trust will not unreasonably withhold consent. Tenants wishing to own a pet must apply to the trust for permission as part of the conditions of their tenancy. Permission will only be considered where a pet application form has been completed. A pet application form must be completed for each new pet. New pet means an addition to the number of cages, hutches, tanks, free-roaming animals, etc. It does not, for example, mean you have to request permission for each new fish in a tank or birds in a cage. The trust will deal with requests to keep a pet as fairly as possible, bearing in mind any restrictions which may exist on any estate or the type of accommodation. Permission may be granted based on the following circumstances. Small animals. Tenants may be given permission to keep small animals which are housed in cages, bowls or tanks inside the home and do not need to be allowed outside of the property, for example small birds, fish, hamsters or mice, etc. If the tenant has their own private garden, permission may be given for them to keep small pets in hutches such as rabbits or guinea pigs. Cats. Permission to keep a cat may only be granted to tenants housed in non-shared ground floor properties so that the cat may be let outside on a regular basis. Exotic pets. An application for exotic pets will be refused if the pet requires a license and the tenant does not hold one. The pet would pose a safety risk to the household or neighbors should it escape. Dogs. Permission to keep a dog will not be given if the tenant enters their property through a communal entrance and /or if they do not have their own private garden. For permission to be given, the tenant must have a sole entrance door and exclusive use of a garden, for the avoidance of doubt, an area of patio or similar outside a flat in an otherwise shared garden is not considered exclusive use. The exception to this is where the animal is a guide or assistance dog. However, tenants will still be required to request permission and will need to provide evidence that the animal fulfills one of these definitions. Where sufficient evidence is provided, permission will not be unreasonably withheld. Permission will not be given in any circumstances to keep any dog listed as dangerous as defined by the Dangerous Dogs Act 1991. This includes the Pit Bull Terrier, Japanese Tosa, Dogo Argentino and Fila Brasileiro. Property type. The trust will not grant permission for dogs, cats, exotic pets or small animals requiring hutches, when a tenant resides in supported living or other shared accommodation. The trust will also consider the size of the property and garden alongside the type and size of the animal when considering whether to grant permission. This is particularly important when considering an application to keep a dog. Number of pets. If a number of other pets already exist in the property, Permission will not be given where it is deemed a new pet may affect their welfare. Health, safety and hygiene will all be considered. Too many pets in a property will also cause a nuisance to neighbors and forward/or damage to the property. New tenants. Tenants moving into Parkworth Trust accommodation who already have pets will be required to apply for permission in the same way as existing tenants. Consideration will be given to this before the property is offered at the housing officer's discretion. Leases. Where the trust does not possess the freehold of a property and is subject to a land or head lease, and there are provisions that preclude or restrict the ownership of pets, permission will not be granted. 5. Identification. All dogs and cats must be permanently identified by microchip or tattoo and the identification details must be registered. This identification number will be required as part of the pet application. To comply with current legislation, dogs and cats must also wear a collar and tag. 6. Welfare. Where permission is granted, tenants are responsible for the health and welfare of their pets. Under the Animal Welfare Act 2006, this is called a duty of care. This requires proper day-to-day management and care of the pet. If tenants have any questions about the care of their pets, they should contact their vet or a suitable accredited animal welfare organization. Routine healthcare must include regular control of parasites, fleas and worms, vaccinations and neutering where appropriate. Owners of cats must ensure they are spayed or neutered. When applying to keep a pet, tenants may be asked to provide the name of their vet and evidence from them that their pet is regularly or appropriately treated. No pet should be left in the property when the tenant is away unless clear arrangements have been made to provide adequate care. In general, this will require the pet to be boarded elsewhere, but close supervision by a nominated individual may be adequate in some cases. 7. Prohibited activity. Under no circumstances will permission be given to breed or offer any animal for sale from a Parkworth Trust property. Dogs must not be allowed to defecate in internal or external communal areas, including grassed areas of a neighborhood. If a dog does defecate in a communal area, feces must always be removed immediately. Dogs must always be kept on a lead when in public or communal areas. They must never be let out on their own. This includes communal balconies and stairwells. If cats are allowed free access outside, then steps must be taken to ensure they do not cause an unreasonable nuisance to neighbors. Tenants have a duty to look after their pets responsibly and must not allow them to cause a nuisance to their neighbors, any member of their own household, Parkworth Trust staff or contractors or any other member of the public. Tenants will also be held responsible for the behavior of any pets brought into their homes or neighborhoods by their visitors. If a pet is found to be causing a nuisance or annoyance, the trust will manage any complaints in line antisocial behavior policy. The following are examples of incidents that will be recorded and managed as antisocial behavior. Excessive and persistent barking or any other loud noise causing a disturbance. Dogs or any other animals being used to intimidate people. Pets causing damage to Parkworth Trust property. Uncontrolled behavior of dogs whilst trust staff are in the property. Any other behavior considered to be causing a nuisance or annoyance. Parkworth Trust will consider taking the following action against tenants allowing their pets to cause a nuisance. Issuing the tenant with a verbal and written warning. Requesting that the tenant has the pet rehoused within 14 days of notification. Reporting an incident to the police. Commencing legal proceedings to obtain an injunction order. Commencing legal proceedings to obtain a possession order as a last resort. 8. Legislation. Listed below are the key regulations and acts that have been considered as part of this policy. Housing Act 1985 and 1988. Control of Dogs Order 1992. Environmental Protection Act 1990. Animal Welfare Act 2006. Dangerous Dogs Act 1989 and 1991. Dogs Act 1871. Dangerous Wild Animals Act 1976. Metropolitan Police Act 1839 and Town Police Clauses Act 1847. Offenses Against the Person Act 1861. 9. Document Control. Author Business Manager Housing Management. Date March 2019. Next review date March 2021. Version number 1.0. 10. Version Tracker. Version number 1.0. Date the 10th of March 2019. Comments / reason for issue new policy.